song is Celebrating Divine Truth. And the talk today is called Preparing the Way. So that's part of Advent too, is we are preparing the way. Now when I heard that, preparing the way, the first thing that came to my mind was that wonderful Christmas carol, Joy to the World. And the words are, Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. So we are preparing ourselves to make room in our hearts for the presence of Christ. So what is the Christ? Well, the first thing we know is it's not Jesus' last name. The second thing we know is it's not a girl or a boy. It's not a he or a she. That doesn't have a gender because it is something more. Ernest Holmes, our founder, said, Christ is the Word of God manifest in and through humanity. Christ is a universal idea, and each one puts on the Christ to the degree that they surrender a limited sense of life to the divine realization of wholeness and unity with good spirit God. So what we know is Christ is already present in us. It really is about how we surrender that limited sense of self. How do we open to the realization of this universal idea of wholeness and the unity with good? So preparing room in our heart, I think, involves three things. The first one is we have to stop looking outside of ourselves for someone to show us the way, tell us the way. People can give us guidance on what helped them to find it, but we each have our own path to follow. So we can get information and help, but we each have to see what works for us. And one of the ways that we do that is the second thing, which is doing our spiritual practice. And then, the third thing is remembering to drop into our hearts for guidance before we think, before we speak, before we act. So I'm going to go into each of those a little bit more. So the first step is to remember that Jesus told us the kingdom of God is within us. It's right in the Bible in Luke. So Christ is already present, awaiting our recognition. In the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus says, if you bring forth what is within you will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. So what is within us is that Christ consciousness, the infinite presence of oneness and love. Jesus exemplified somebody who embodied that realization. He is a loving person, a loving essence, a loving atmosphere. And he loved everyone. He loved his fellow Jews. He loved the Gentiles. He loved the Samaritans. He loved the Pharisees. He loved the tax collectors. He loved the adulterers. He loved them all. There was no other in his experience. Everyone was a part of the unity of wholeness of the essence of God within. He's also called the Prince of Peace. So this season calls us to make peace with one another and to remember our unity. Many of you may have seen the film about the Christmas truce during World War I. There were German soldiers in the trenches on one side, there were English soldiers in the trenches on the other side. It was the no man's land between them. And the Germans began singing Silent Night. singing it as well. And then after that song, that power of music to unite, they came out of the trenches and they met in no man's land and they exchanged food and they exchanged chocolate and cigarettes and they played soccer and they showed pictures of their families and they celebrated their humanity. They let go of war for that day, for that moment. So the question I have now is, where are we at war in our lives now? Who is the reviled other now? In order to shift that energy of the other, of the hatred, resentment, a judgment that we have about another person, we have to do our spiritual practice. So in the Science of Mind, we have many spiritual practices. I'm going to talk about a few. And of course, the first one is always our spiritual mind treatment, which is a form of prayer. Now, prayer doesn't do anything to God. Prayer uplifts our consciousness out of the problem so that we can find a solution. So it uplifts us into the realm of infinite possibility. I have a friend who was telling me just yesterday that she has a unit for rent, and she was just having a terrible time finding a person who would move into this place. Nobody was seeing to be matching, and they didn't have the right income, and they were flaky or whatever they were, but they just didn't match. And so she did spiritual mind treatment with a friend, and they just, you know, envisioned the qualities of that perfect tenant. And that is the key to this prayer, is that we're saying the words that bring up the feeling of what it is that is our heart's desire. And so we pray and we use those words that generate the feeling, because it's the feeling tone that brings us the desire into manifestation. And sure enough, the next day, the perfect person showed up. So this stuff works if we work it. So that's spiritual mind treatment. The second one is meditation or mindfulness. Now, there are as many types of meditation as there are people on the planet. Maybe your meditation is walking in nature. Maybe your meditation is stroking your cat. Maybe your meditation is doing the dishes. Maybe your meditation is ironing clothes. I mean, it could be anything where you let go of everything else and just sort of be totally present with whatever it is that's happening in that moment, which is mindfulness. You're being mindful, not of the past, not of the future, but staying present in the moment. You know, there's that old saying that says, you know, the past is history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. So it's present, being present in this moment. One of the most frequently used meditations is breath. So what we can do, if you just want to try something, maybe you don't meditate now, or if you'd like to try something, you can breathe in for a count of four. So it's like in, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. So just breathing in, breathing out, and letting whatever thoughts come up, just come up. Just watch them like clouds in the sky. Oh, there's a thought. Just don't get attached to any of them. Just let them cruise on by. That is a really helpful form of meditation. I recently heard on NPR that they talked to the psychologist about what can we do about all these people who are experiencing depression and anxiety in the midst of the pandemic. And she suggested meditation and mindfulness as things that would help everyone. Another practice we have is study. Ernest Holmes said there was a golden thread of truth that was present in all of the religions, in all of the spiritual traditions. So each religion begins with a mystic, a person who has a direct revelation of truth from that infinite mind, from that Christ consciousness, or they might call it Buddha nature, they might call it Samadhi, they might call it Nirvana, they call it by a thousand names, but they have a connection with that experience of oneness, of unity, of everything connected. And so they not only are revealed that truth, but they get the revelation of the metaphysical laws that allow us to live in harmony with nature, in harmony with the universe. And everything else that gets piled on, we get cultures piled on, we get all kinds of other things piled on, but it's that golden thread of truth that we study, the thing that we find in every single religion, like the golden rule. Every single religion has a form of golden rule. So we look for those things and we study them. The next practice is service. I love the quote by the wonderful Nobel Prize winning poet Rabindranath Tagore. He said, "I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted and behold, service was joy." Service to others can heal us. And it can take many forms. Our meditation can actually reveal to us what form of service is the one that makes our hearts sing, the one that allows us to reveal our gifts so that we may give them more fully. I know that I used to have anxiety attacks. I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking I was going to die. I would freak out on the Bay Bridge. I was having these anxiety attacks. And so when I started out in the science of mind, I thought, well, okay, I'm going to use spiritual mind treatment. And so I would use spiritual mind treatment, and when I did spiritual mind treatment for myself, it didn't help. So then I started doing spiritual mind treatment for other people. And ta-da, no anxiety. All gone. So that was a wonderful practice for me to do. And I do it to this day. I'm praying for other people all the time. I also have a friend who says the shortest distance between two people is their story. So the service of just listening to one another is a great gift, especially in this era of great discord. But listening to one another, hearing what those desires of the heart are, what those fears are, what those wonderful ideas are. Let us be open, let us listen. And we don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree, but we can listen and hear one another. Another practice is giving and receiving. So we call the law of circulation, or you might know it as what goes around comes around. So we, you know, if we hoard, we stop the flow of energy. So it's up to us to activate that flow of energy. We give so that we may receive. We can give our time, our talent, or our treasure, and then be open to receive the gifts that life has for us. I just heard a story about Steph Curry, the Warriors basketball player, and there was a food bank in Oakland that had their truck stolen. And when they got the truck back, it had all been stripped down. It was in severe need of getting fixed, and they didn't have the money to fix it. And Steph Curry stepped in and bought a brand new truck. And in addition, there was a woman who had lost her job but came down to volunteer at the food bank every day. And so he knew that she was going to get evicted from her place because she couldn't pay her rent. So he paid her rent. And in addition to that, he and his wife have provided 1 million meals for school children in Oakland who would normally get their food from the school when they go to school. But since they're not going to school, they're Steph Curry and his wife are providing that food. So he is a person who has been given much, and he gives much as well. So he understands that law of circulation. I'd like to add another wonderful spiritual practice, and that is listening to, making, or experiencing music. I think that music is a healing energy because it is universal. Everyone can connect to some form of music, and the music crosses borders, it crosses languages, everything. It's a universal language. In that story of World War I, where the Germans and the English got together, it started out with a hymn. They connected with music first, and that opened the door for that further connection. In the science of mind, we're part of a new thought movement that has a huge genre of positive music. So there's wonderful new thought music all over the place, and there's lots of music in the popular culture as well that can be uplifting and inspiring. So uplifting and inspiring music is a wonderful spiritual practice as well. The third way that I recommend for preparing room in our consciousness for that Christ consciousness to be more fully manifest in us is to connect to our hearts. The heart is the most powerful source of electromagnetic energy in the human body. It produces the largest rhythmic electromagnetic field of any of the body's organs, and it's actually 60 times greater in amplitude than any of the electromagnetic energy from the brain. So the heart is much, much stronger. So I just invite you to do a little practice with me called, from the HeartMath Institute. It's called the Quick Coherence Technique. Now, coherence is when the mind, the heart, and the emotions are in energetic alignment and cooperation. This produces a high degree of mental and emotional stability, and I think that's something we could all use more of in this particular moment in time. So I just invite you to close your eyes if you wish, or just keep a soft focus. Uncross your legs and arms and just sit comfortably. And now breathe deeply. Allow any stress to just ebb out of your body. Just let everything go loose. And continue to breathe deeply and slowly. Deeply and slowly. Now move your awareness to your heart. Feel it beating. Feel the space around your heart. And now imagine that you are breathing into and out of your heart. See the breath coming in, swirling around, and then going back out of your heart. See the breath coming in, swirling around, and going back out of your heart. Now add a positive feeling and emotion to this process. Bring up a memory of a situation that filled your heart with joy, with excitement, with happiness, with peacefulness, or gratitude. Bring up that memory. And relive that memory now. Feel that emotion, that peace, that joy, that happiness, that excitement. Feel that emotion. And focus on that positive emotion and continue your heart-focused breathing. Your mind may wander, that's okay. Just bring it back to your heart breathing and your positive memory. Slowly bring your awareness back to this room. And know that you can practice this technique anytime if you want to shift your energy to a more peaceful and loving place. There is actually a YouTube video. So if you look under Heart Math Quick Coherence, there's a video right there that can walk you through the process. Ernest Holmes writes, "Since the explosion of the first atom bomb, we've read about the possibility of a physical chain reaction that might destroy civilization as we understand it. There is another kind of energy that is even more important. This is the energy of faith, of affirmative prayer and spiritual meditation. There is no reason to doubt that in the field of spiritual consciousness, a chain reaction could be created which would bless the world. So by doing these practices of remembering that the Christ is already within us, of doing our spiritual practices of affirmative prayer, meditation, mindfulness, study, service, giving, receiving, listening to positive music, and then letting our loving heart lead our thoughts, our words, and our actions, we can celebrate the realization of that Christ energy within us. And we can all become the presence of peace, the presence of love, the presence of unity, and we can all bless the world." Let's take this into prayer. So I am grateful in this moment to remember and to know that that Christ energy is absolutely present right where I am. That it is available to me to open to the spaciousness of that realization, to that limitless consciousness of the presence of the divine within. And knowing that that is so for me, I know it is true for everyone in the sound of my voice. That everyone is an incarnation of that energy, of that life, of that wholeness, of that unity. And so I accept in this moment that shift and that opening for that realization to be made manifest in a greater way, in and through and as each and every one of us, so that we may indeed be a blessing in the world. And so with great gratitude for this knowing, for this gift, with love and with joy, I release my word into knowing that the law fulfills this word and brings it into perfection.